sweeping over sun-kissed waters toward a jutting rock against a turbulent sunset. Logotype Mar Vista Entertainment ripples up from the deep. Sunrise montage over a cityscape.
This is DJ Jamie Ray from KROJ LA in the morning. Coming to you live from the studio, we have a little pre-Valentine's Day treat for all you listeners out there. A sneak peek at the highly anticipated new single from newly formed superstar duo Caleb Green and Carson Pete. It's called One.
Radio Studio.
I'll never fall in love again, but I will love you till the world ends. With endless ideas of our space bends, isn't it likely that we'll meet again? I told her it was not time. She turned her back on me in this life.
And I need more strength till we, can be one. We can be one. One, we came from one.
Young blonde woman and short-haired man at microphones in a sound booth.
Space bends, time will bring you back to me, back to me.
Title: It Happened One Valentine's Day. Daytime, a 30-something brunette in ponytail jogs around the city, enters a house.
Hey!
Morning, roomie.
A bespectacled brown-haired man in 30s on laptop.
You hear your boy in the radio?
No idea who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah?
He grinsed herself on couch as she grinsed herself and hands him coffee.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They exchange a smile. She leaves the room.
Yeah.
Great.
The woman now in a robe goes with a towel from the bathroom to a room, picture collage on the wall, a picture of two teenagers, a boy and a girl who resembles younger her. Later, the woman in a suit stands in front of the mirror.
Maddie, you ready? We can't be late.
Don't worry, I'll be there.
Maddie holding a coffee and laptop on his lap still on the couch. Later she arrives somewhere and gets out of her car when someone comes up.
Morning, Miss Rush.
Preston, hi. I wasn't expecting you for another 15 minutes.
And yet I was never here in the first place, right?
Right. So, what do you have for me?
A besuited man hands her a manila envelope. She pulls out 8x10s of a blonde.
Tamara Jacobs?
In her most devastating state so far. That was last night. Elements Club, Hollywood. Make it look like a paparazzi somehow slipped into the VIP area.
But Tamara is your client.
Do this for me and I have grounds to drop her.
You don't think she's been through enough?
She shrugs a shoulder.
The eating disorder, the rehab, her mom.
But hey, if you don't want it.
Oh, no, no. You're right. Maybe this will be good for her. I just need the
indemnification agreement. Signed by me, approved by my attorney. But listen, my name, my firm's name, stays out of her story. And there's a nice little check-in for me, too.
I wasn't expecting anything.
Miss Rush, we all have an agenda. Remember that. You'll be running this place in no time.
He backs off and leaves her mouth agape, then behind her. Maddie with camera.
Maddie, you're late. Did you get him?
Luckily for you, I'm always early.
She smiles at picture he shows.
Did I ever tell my roommate I love him?
Not enough.
Oh my. You're fine.
Oh.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, pretty good.
They enter an office.
Oh, great. Decorations.
You gonna talk to Rich about running this?
I'm gonna talk to Rich about running this today. Just gotta check in with Jerry first.
Well, photos inbound in 5 to 10.
We're gonna make that headline, Maddie. I can feel it.
You say that every time.
Well, this time it's finally true.
Her mouth slides into a lopsided smile. Maddie walks away. She sits at a desk and nods to a man next to her. In the radio studio.
Viv, you're doing that thing where you're mad and you won't tell me why.
Caleb, the male singer.
You were just live on the air. And you had about as much charisma as my ex-husband had the day that he begged me not to leave.
Wow, this is a good pep talk. Yeah.
Why are you committing career suicide?
A long-haired brunette.
Freddie's right. Ever since Veronica.
Freddie's a tool, Viv.
No, Freddie is a multi-Grammy award-winning producer who's worked with every platinum-selling artist under the age of 30. Or do you not want another platinum-selling album?
This isn't even one of my songs, all right? I don't even agree to do this to help out Carson.
Caleb, you couldn't even write one original song for your new album. But because of Carson, we have an EP. The first step to your big comeback, but the fans need to believe that you're both in it. So if not for yourself, do it for her.
Wait, this isn't even about Carson.
And it's not about you. Caleb, your voice is a product. Your face is an album cover and your name is a business. At least fake like you care, okay?
With fierce look, Vivian leaves Caleb staring ahead in the office with Ms. Rush.
I got your email.
Yeah?
Business affairs will never sign off on it. It's too much of a liability.
They already did.
Follow Sim through office.
Preston's agreement is specific to anonymity in an article we run on Tamara. My article won't even mention her. I've already got 4 testimonials, all starlets that he's been inappropriate with during their contracts. He's not a legitimate agent, he's a leech.
I didn't hire you to be a crusader. I hired you because you're a solid writer and you're good at getting people to open up to you. People who sell headlines. This guy, he's an agent. No one cares what he does.
Well, they might when they find out the names of the starlets who are willing to come forward.
She passes him a piece of paper.
Oh.
Now, isn't that headline material?
Well, it's good. You know, write it up. It'll make a strong sideline.
You know this is bigger than that.
It's not bigger than the whale Smith brought in. Did you see that video? Now, that's a headline.
This is unbelievable. I stuck my neck out for this.
And it's good reporting. Take the win. And if you want a headline, you're going to need to bring me something huge.
Rolls her eyes.
All right. You want a whale? I'll get you a whale.
That's a spirit. Hey, grab a harpoon gun on your way out the door.
She storms out. Evening, Maddie pours 2 wines as his roommate enters to see roses on the counter with a card. Congrats, Nat Alley, rushing mom and dad.
Ah, let me guess who these are from.
Well, it wouldn't be Valentine's if your parents didn't send you roses.
Yeah, and a week early.
Reads the note.
I must have seen the article.
Sorry about the headline. At least your parents didn't know the difference, right?
Yeah. I'll get it next time.
His face drops.
Yeah.
Opens her laptop to headline dozens of explicit photos released latest stacking scandal.
Do you think I should change my alias? Is Natalie Rushing too obvious? I mean, my parents figured it out.
No. You need to have your name in there somewhere. Otherwise, how will you get any of the glory?
Oh, wow. What is that?
You know, I don't have a name for it yet, but I'm toying with the Love Loaf.
Oh, Nope. Can't call it that.
Sorry. It was supposed to be a congratulatory dinner.
He pulled out a heart-shaped cake from the oven, hands her the wine.
Till next time.
Raise their glasses.
May nothing stand in your way.
Later, they watch TV.
In music news, 2-time Grammy winner Caleb Green announced the release of his upcoming album Heartbreaker on KROJ LA earlier today. Green, who's famous for his blend of contemporary rock and pop, has been lying low ever since the 30-year-old musician proposed to his ex-girlfriend and runway model Veronica Savini at a show last year in Boston, only to have Savini deny his proposal in front of 1,000 fans. All of this, amid rumors of his infidelity and courtship, has made it a very rough year on Caleb Green. Green's album will see its release just 2 weeks after a special release with his new work featuring singer-dancer Carson Pete, formerly of the Vegas Vixens, who is also confirmed to be his opening act on his upcoming tour. Fans everywhere will get to see this EP on Valentine's Day. But the real question is, are the rumors true? And is there more than just music in the air for these two?
She screws up her face, turns the TV off.
First their insanely catchy song, and now she's opening for his tour. I'm gonna barf, Love Loaf.
You can't stake a claim on Caleb Green just because the two you played hide and go seek when you were kids.
It was more than hide and seek. We had friendship bracelets. That is basically marriage between kids.
Can you blame the guy? I mean, Carson Pete is America's sexiest sweetheart.
Maybe now, but she wasn't always like that.
Oh, yeah, and how would you know that?
Juts his head.
Because I went to school with her, too.
Excuse me? You went to school with Caleb Green and Carson Pete?
It was a school for the arts in Orange County, okay? You have no idea how many of my former classmates are more successful than me.
Were you and Carson friends?
No.
She frowns.
Yes. I don't know.
She gets up from the couch.
Sorry, this is too good.
He follows, in the kitchen.
Hold on.
She uncorks wine. He sits at the counter.
We were like best friends in middle school, and then it got weird in high school.
She pours herself red wine.
Because she was just always way too busy for me with her dancing and her acting and her singing.
And Caleb?
No, she didn't even go there when he did. He moved after third grade, and she moved there during sixth.
How do they even know each other?
I didn't even think they did until I found out about their new EP.
He nods.
And now you're jealous of Carson and him.
Yeah, but like, she knew how much I liked him all through middle school, and I bet you she's the one that he cheated on Veronica Savini with. And now they're promoting some new EP as if they're actually in love. Like, give me a break.
She grabs the bottle and turns around as he rubs his nose bridge under his glasses.
Maddie, that's it.
What's it?
This isn't just a whale, this is Moby Dick.
Her sparkling eyes go round and she cracks a smile at him. He tilts a stare at her with arched brow. She pulls out her phone, puts it to ear.
Hi, Mom. Hi, do you by chance still talk to Carson Pete's parents?
He turns his head away, puts his fist against his mouth. Later, she's in her room gazing at her pictures from childhood. A gentle smile stretches across her face, sits on a bed, a picture of Caleb and Carson on her laptop. Daytime in the office.
Okay, so what's the story in your head?
Deceit, betrayal, heartbreak. A torrid love affair turns into a sordid marketing campaign.
Okay, a little less romance novel, a little more facts, please.
The timeline between Caleb's rejected proposal and his pairing with Carson is way too short. What if Veronica said no because Caleb really did cheat on her, and what if that person just so happened to be the opening act of his latest tour?
It's a good story if it's true.
I believe that it is. And someone needs to break it before the Paps catch them macking down in Mumbai. And that person is me.
Okay, so what if there was no affair? And what if the timing was all just some crazy coincidence and it is true love?
Then we have a Valentine's Day puff piece, a nice sideline about true love conquering all. But if I'm right.
Oh, then it would make one heck of a headline.
Leans her smirk on his desk.
My intuition is not off, Rich.
Fine, you think you have a story and I trust you. Just be careful with Green, his reps don't play around.
And neither do I.
She straightens her white jacket and smiles bright as he points finger guns at her. She trots past his office door that has three Cupid stickers, evening, city scrapers. She enters a restaurant.
Ali Rush? I don't believe it!
Carson, hi, it's so good to see you.
Oh, you have to tell me everything, come on.
Later.
I am so glad you texted me. What has it been, 10 years? My time, your time?
Oh, I'll just have a Pinot Gris. It's good.
Oh, everything here is good. I come here all the time. We'll take two seaweed salads and a tiger roll. You like tiger rolls?
Right.
They're great. Arigato, Kiku. Wow. It feels like just yesterday you were writing all those articles for the Harmony Arts Herald.
Usually with you gracing the cover as the star of the step dance show chorus line. Look at you now. You are literally a rock star.
Thank you. And what about you? How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I just
working for a publication here in Hollywood.
That's so exciting. Is it everything?
Oh, yeah, it can be. Just always looking for that next big story. Also, did I hear that you were opening for Caleb Greene? That's huge.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Carson squints.
Everything?
Exactly. Oh, you still get me after all these years.
A waitress serves food.
Yay!
Dig in.
Allie eyes her.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. Remember how I was telling you that Caleb also went to Harmony Arts?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. And you had that major crush on him. And do you
still? Oh, no, that was just a silly childhood crush.
Carson grins.
But you and him must be getting pretty close these days, huh?
Her blank look.
Oh, come on, I can keep a secret. I get it. It's Caleb Greene. I mean, every girl had a crush on him back in school.
I know, but no. My manager just wanted me to team up with a name so that I could go out on my own.
Oh. Allie nods.
That's nice.
Ooh, you know what? We're shooting a music video tomorrow. You should come by and hang out on set. It'll give you and Caleb a chance to catch up like old friends.
Yeah, I would love to.
Great, it's a date.
Carson grins, Allie's tense smile, sunny day, a mansion on the hillside with an outdoor swimming pool, inflatable flamingos of various sizes in and outside the pool, models lining up, people walk around the set, Vivian and a man in sunglasses enter. They head for a tent, Allie and Maddie with a camera arrive.
Whoa, sweet.
Okay, be cool. We're not here to cause a scene, we're here to get intel. So just no more words like sweet, okay?
Whatever.
All right, perfect. I'm gonna wear this.
No, you're not gonna wear it.
No, I'm gonna wear it, all right? Look, this isn't your video shoot. It's not a big deal. I don't need to be shirtless all the time. I'm just gonna wear a tank.
I don't want you to wear the shirt.
Got it. Great. Here it is. Just go.
On a balcony, Allie spots a bare-chested Caleb in swim trunks against the sun. As her face drops, Carson runs up with a hug, then eyes Maddie.
Boyfriend?
Oh, no.
Keely, Kendra, this is my friend Allie, and...
Maddie.
And Natty. Allie and I went to high school together. She's a reporter.
Her shy smile.
Keely and Kendra are doing backup for the video. I trained with them before I started the Vixens.
Yeah. Can I get a quick photo of you two?
Yeah.
Carson, you want to jump in there?
Oh, get in here, Carson.
Okay. Okay, on the count of one, two, trifecta.
Love it.
Vivian, a man come.
Carson, hi. Who are your friends here?
Oh, this is my manager, Vivian Cartwright, and our producer, Freddie. Viv, this is my friend, Allie.
Oh, sweet. Okay, are we ready to get started? Your hair needs help.
Oh, really? The director said that he liked
it. Can we have hair here? Stat?
Where's the director?
Just... find some place to hang out. We have snacks over there.
Great. Don't worry about us.
Okay.
Maddie, find Caleb and get photos of all his interactions with her.
She's super nice. She's not shallow or self-indulgent.
Yeah, she was in school, okay? Now will you please go get some photos?
Maddie walks off. Allie forges ahead while checking over shoulder before approaching a catering table. Caleb is there. She reaches for the last candy, just as he does.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. We got more.
He barely notices her and reaches for something. Well-built Caleb.
You don't look like you should be replenishing the licorice. Don't they have someone for that?
You don't exactly look like a dancer.
She steps back a blank stare.
Disappointed?
He chomps licorice with a smug smile.
No. They all kind of look the same anyways.
She nods.
I'm Caleb, by the way.
Oh. I know who you are.
Both with licorice ropes in mouths.
Allie.
His blank waiting.
Allie Rush.
He eats with no recognition and she flusters.
I'm a friend of Carson's.
Oh, really? Huh. It's weird. Never met you.
No?
She frowns.
I thought we had.
She tilts a squint.
My mistake.
She looks down.
So, how long have you and Carson known each other?
Oh, Carson and I, we go way back. Mm. But, not as far back as you two, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Or, you know, me and you.
Huh?
What? Oh, nothing. I was just saying, you know, the two of you making music together.
Yep. So,
knits his brows.
What exactly do you do?
Oh, I'm a dancer.
His forehead puckers patient as her chuckle withers.
I'm a journalist.
Where do you work?
Her mouth falls open.
Oh, the Valley Voice?
Head back, he eyes her nod until her face twists.
What is that? That,
Shrugs a shoulder.
Nothing. I mean, it's just interesting that all of a sudden Carson's journalist friend comes out of the woodworks and just starts chatting me up.
Well, that is a little arrogant and a lot accusatory.
Hey, I'm just speaking from experience, right? No offense.
Well, lucky for you, I don't get offended very easily. Though if I'm speaking from experience, based on that interaction with the customer up there earlier, I'd say your arrogance speaks for itself.
His sly smile.
Also, I don't usually waste my time with people who aren't trending.
Ouch.
I know. It's cute, though, that you thought I was here for you.
His ardent smile holds her gaze.
All right. Everyone in their places for picture.
Turn toward the voice.
aren't you in this?
Nope. I don't enter until halfway through. But you know what? You would make a great director. Yeah, definitely. You know that? Nice and, bossy.
Oh, it was nice to meet you. Oh, congrats on your new album, by the way.
Watch out for the...
Oh!
She stepped back and he caught her at the edge of the pool.
That was nice to meet you, too.
They stand embraced. Vivian sees them, pouts at her phone and bemused Freddy before storming off with mouth agape. Allie now bites her lip standing next to Maddie who preps camera. Carson fronts backup dancers and a Valley View infinity pool.
Okay, pictures up. Let's roll sound. Roll camera. And...
Maddie starts shooting.
I'll never fall in love again, but I will love you till the world ends. With endless ideas of how space bends, isn't it likely that we'll meet again? I told her it was not time. She turned her back on me in this life. Back to me, back to me.
Hat! Awesome.
How was it? Good?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. You guys, perfect.
Thanks.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Thank you.
Caleb peers at Allie from afar.
You girls were great. Thank you.
Allie peers back, then gestures denial when Maddie notices.
Stop.
Her face hardens. Later.
Hey, did you see what I'm seeing?
Allie and Maddie step aside.
Caleb and Carson, the way they were interacting, I think I was wrong. I don't think they're really together.
Wait, so Carson's single? And Caleb? Wait, this is perfect for us, right?
Her eyes glint.
Wait, no, it's not. If they're not really a thing, then there is no story.
Are you so sure about that?
Vivian approaches them.
Hi.
Can you excuse us for a second?
Okay.
Allie Rush, a.k.a. Natalie Rushing. 425 Aspendale Drive, Bachelor in Communications, former copy editor for the Herald, current ladder climber for the Spread. Went to school with both my clients during your youth. So.
Allie frowns.
What's the real scoop, Miss Rush? Oh, scoop? No scoop. No, Caleb just assumed I was here because of him, and I was just saying there is no story, so there's nothing.
Don't lie to me, Miss Rush. Let me guess. You want to crack the rumors about Carson and Caleb's romantic relationship for your tabloid. So what?
There's no harm in a nice love story for Valentine's Day.
Caleb and Carson? Oh, that is perfect.
Huh?
You know, I always knew that there was something there between them. They just refused to admit it. But maybe you could get it out of them. I mean, you have history there, and it could make for a wonderful story.
Why do you care if I get a story?
It's almost Valentine's, Miss Rush. Do you have any idea what sells even better than a good love song? Love.
Allie sighs.
Two sexy stars announcing their love on the release of their new EP. Who wouldn't pay to hear that?
Vivian's rictus grins.
Just think about it.
Vivian leaves her alone. Allie watches after with arms folded. Evening, Allie and Maddie sit in the dark office.
Doesn't look like Carson has publicly dated anyone since they met in Vegas last year either.
Sways her head.
Maybe Vivian was right. Maybe they do have something and just don't realize it yet.
He shows her a picture.
Look how cute she is in this photo.
Wow, great evidence, Maddie. Thank you.
What? You said so yourself. There's nothing conspicuous to photograph.
Okay, well, maybe we're looking for something too obvious. Maybe we need to dig deeper.
What'd you have in mind?
Maybe if we caught them interacting outside of work, they'd behave differently toward each other.
I mean, she did mention that she had dinner plans tonight, but she didn't say with who.
Gazes at him.
Why would she mention that to you?
She juts a straight face.
I may have asked her on a date.
Maddie!
What? No, I told you, she's my favorite Vegas vixen.
Will you please focus? Did she say where?
Not exactly. I mean, yeah, I mean, she kept going on about Mai Tais and Tiger Rolls.
Come on.
Wait. Okay.
Come on!
Hold on.
With her eyes lit up, they rush out. Later, Allie and Maddie step into an Asian restaurant wearing hats and sunglasses. Carson and Caleb sit at a table.
Arigato, Kiku.
Allie and Maddie bump each other trying to hide.
Okay, you have to try this. Yellowtail is my favorite.
Carson feeds him.
You love Yellowtail too?
Allie thumps him.
Pull it together. You've known her for like 4 hours.
He straightens up.
All right, now give me some good shots, okay? I'm gonna get out of here before they see me.
You got it.
Maddie points his phone at Carson and Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
The waitress comes to him.
Mm-hmm. So, can I get you something to eat? Would you like to try our crunchy caterpillar roll? That's very good.
Yeah, whatever. Can you just mind just moving just a scotch? Just right this way. Yeah, thank you very much.
He dives under the counter when Carson spots him and scowls. Caleb looks over and the waitress comes to stare down at Maddie.
I lost my wasabi. Found it. Want it.
He pops wasabi from the floor in his mouth as the waitress recoils.
Oh.
He gags. Outside, Allie beams at her phone. Caleb approaches her.
Allie?
Caleb? Hey, how's it going? What are you doing here?
I could ask you the same question.
Oh, we were just finishing up dinner.
We?
Oh, Maddie, my colleague. He's just paying out. Who are you here with?
Actually, Carson. Yeah, we're doing this charity thing together, Red Heart Society.
Oh, how nice.
Honey, I gotta leave early. I got this super early morning weightlifting session. Yay.
Well, gotta keep those guns loaded.
He flatly watches her ogle his arms.
You know, I think that I figured out how I remember you. We used to be like neighbors when we were kids, right? Hmm? Carson said you're from Harmony.
Uh-huh.
Feigns a knitted brow nod.
Was that you?
Oh, come on. Shady Lane, Harmony Pre-K. We used to play hide and seek at that old abandoned sugar mill.
Oh, wow, I can't believe you remember that.
Well, I mean, I only remember because the last time we played, I destroyed you.
I'm pretty sure you never actually caught me once.
I sure did, yeah. In fact, I remember because when I did, you gave me that, what was it, like a pink and black friendship bracelet or something? And you told me to keep yours so that I never forgot you.
Well, for the record, you told me to keep mine so that I would always remember you.
Oh. Oh, did you?
Oh, no, I've no idea where that thing is.
Yeah, me neither.
They look away.
You know, that was right around the time that my parents got me an agent and I moved up here.
Yeah.
You still look the same.
I do?
Yeah. You know, half confident, half haphazard. It suits you.
Well, it was only because you always insisted on being it first. It made me nervous.
They smile.
Hey, you know, Carson and I were throwing this little V-Day thing in my house this weekend. You should come. Unless you have, like, a romantic retreat with your boyfriend planned.
Oh, no, I don't have, one of those. But you and Carson, huh? Sweet, you guys make a really cute couple.
Oh, no, Carson and I, we're not together. In fact, it's an anti-Valentine's party, so, singles only.
Ah. Well,
romance is, you know, kind of what you make it, right? And I would rethink dissing, commercializing love. You have made an entire career off.
His sneering smile.
Touché, Reporter Rush. You're good. No, you're really good. Only, I don't think you know me as well as you think you do.
Apparently, I've only known you my whole life.
Yet people still see what they want to see.
She cocks her head.
Like when a badgering customer insists that I go shirtless, when honestly, I just don't want to have to exploit myself for once.
Touché.
She nods.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Honestly, I'm used to it.
His inner brows pitch.
I think that's my ride. You need a lift?
No. I'm just waiting for Maddie. So, thank you, though.
He backs off.
But hey, this weekend, I'll see you there, right?
I'll think about it.
He juts his head, then saunters closer while staring somewhere overhead as she eyes his mouth.
And, oh, right. You're it?
His open smile, he draws back, her lopsided smile, later at Allie's.
Now I know why Carson doesn't want to admit her feelings for him. He's such a flirt. She's probably just worried he's gonna cheat on her, too.
Maddie eats sushi.
Yet you don't much seem to mind.
I don't still have a thing for him, okay? I'm in the middle of trying to procure our story.
Look, have you ever given any thought that maybe they're just friends who work together? A lot like us.
Maddie, they have to have something, though. I mean, we saw them tonight. She was feeding him her yellowtail.
She puckers. He feeds her a sushi roll. She eats it.
Fine. Maybe I am a little up in arms right now, but...
Shakes her head.
It's just because all of my worlds are currently colliding.
Maybe you need to drop the whole story thing and see if Caleb has a thing for you, too.
I don't know, it's just weird to think. Like, me and Caleb?
She twists her face. They beam. Daytime. Office buildings. Vivian in an office sits at a desk.
Can I come in? Sure, sit.
Allie enters, a golden record on the wall behind Vivian.
I actually came here to see Carson, but I just wanted to stop by and inform you. Caleb and Carson don't really have feelings for each other. So, there's no story here. Never was.
Fine. So create one.
Vivian's pasted smile.
What?
Well, Carson trusts you, and it's clear Caleb's taken a liking to you. So, if you don't have feelings for him, as you claim, then who better to play their perfect Valentine's Cupid?
I'm a reporter, not a fabricator.
You work for the spread. Fabricating is what you do.
Allie licks her lips.
You need a story. I need a platinum-selling EP.
You can't just manipulate people into falling in love. It's unethical.
Yet throwing people's private lives under a bus for a headliner isn't?
All I ever wanted to do was share news so that people could see the truth.
Allie eyes her.
I thought I was doing the right thing, but maybe I just chose the wrong job.
Allie gets up.
Allie, I know what's going on here. You don't really think that Caleb could ever become serious about a girl like you, do you?
You don't know me.
Caleb hasn't written anything in ages. If this EP isn't a hit, I drop him and his career is over.
Vivian's cold-eyed stare.
Carson is beautiful. She's talented. She's positive. She's the inspiration that he needs right now, not someone like you.
How do you know what he needs?
Flint-eyed Allie, Vivian stands up, takes a breath, then presses her lips together.
Because you and I are the same.
Allie sneers.
Selfish career girls, so driven to succeed that we fare far better off alone. You only end up hurting him in the end, and you know it.
Vivian scowls.
You can't just dictate their future. And yet, that is exactly what they've hired me to do.
Allie averts her eyes.
Now, you do the right thing, too.
Vivian's piercing stare.
For Caleb.
Allie glares at her, turns around and leaves her office. Vivian's long look. In the corridor, Allie backs against a wall with parted lips and heaving chest, shaking her head at the floor. Later, Caleb in the recording booth.
Ooh, yeah. Bring the kick down for me a little bit on this one.
Okay, come on in. Freddie, you remember Allie from set?
What's up?
Hey.
Just finishing some harmonies with Caleb, and then we'll get you in there.
Perfect.
Carson.
Afternoon, Reporter Rush. Did you two have a fun ladies' night after our sweet sashimi session?
Oh, no, we actually didn't see each other after you left, so.
He can't hear you in
there. What'd you guys just say? Talkback's not on.
Wait, what's he talking about?
Oh, Maddie and I were having sushi last night and ran into Caleb.
Really? I was there too.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Wow, what a coincidence.
Oh, that makes sense now, because I thought I saw Maddie, and then I thought I was just dreaming.
Thought you were dreaming of Maddie?
Well, yeah, he is kind of dreamy.
Ladies, can we continue?
Oh, sorry. That's it.
They sit down.
All right, that was a good one. Give me a third on top of that.
Caleb stands with headphones on in front of a mic, rocks his head.
But don't you think Caleb's kind of dreamy too? I mean, look at him.
Allie's wide grin.
Of course, but I mean, he's Caleb.
They observe him singing.
But you guys haven't always just been friends, right?
Allie stares at her.
You can't tell me it's never crossed your mind.
Allie, everybody loves Caleb. I'd be putting my career in jeopardy if something went sour. Everyone would hate me.
And it could be good for your career. You guys do sound really great together.
But if it were meant to be, don't you think it would have been by now? And besides, if you think he's so great, why don't you date him? He was asking about you last night.
What?
Me?
Shh. Freddy touches his finger to his lips and glowers at them.
Seriously. Me and Caleb just doesn't make sense. You and him? That's like everything.
Carson tilts her head and turns a long regard to Caleb. Tight-lipped Allie averts her eyes with a smile.
Caleb, you're back. Okay.
Carson stands up.
You're never alone. You're never alone.
Caleb takes off the headphones. Carson joins him in the sound booth.
Hey, what's she doing here?
He looks at Allie.
She's my friend.
You haven't seen her in a while. You sure she can be trusted?
Of course she can. You just have trust issues with everyone.
Look, I'm just saying you gotta be a little more cautious in the limelight, okay?
I think you're just paranoid because she's not fawning all over you like every other.
Control sound on.
Maybe you like it.
I just think that she is smarter.
Allie hears.
And hotter than she realizes. And that makes a dangerous woman, all right? But no, I'm not into her. Just intrigued. There's a difference.
The control board, Allie rolls her lips and with a sheepish look down.
Oops.
Great.
Caleb steps back.
Look, I'm just protecting you from you, okay? That's all.
He clasps her shoulders and leaves the booth. Carson Crinklenose smiles to herself. He joins Allie in the engineering booth where she offers a faint smile from where she sits cross-legged, hands on knees. Stiffy eases beside her.
I was, talking about my ex.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Are we done with social hour, kids?
Freddy turns from the board. Allie and Frank chuckle. Caleb steals a sidelong look. Later, Allie and Carson walk down the corridor.
So what was going on in the sound booth? Oh, nothing. It's just strange. I feel like Caleb was flirting with me earlier, which is odd because I really thought he was into you.
Or maybe he was just being nice to me to secretly get a scoop on you.
You think? I mean, it's just weird because he's never shown an interest before.
Well, you said you were both being professionals, and maybe now that you know each other better, it's different.
Yeah, we have been spending a lot more time together recently, so.
Man, who wouldn't be into you? You're like the perfect girl.
Aww. Well, I was a Vegas vixen, so.
See, exactly.
They walk off grinning. Evening, Allie's at home in her room sitting in front of her laptop. She scrolls down search results for how to play matchmaker, sighs at the wall ahead. Daytime. Allie and Maddie with luggage get into the car, an aerial view of Los Angeles houses with long palms lining the road. They arrive at an estate gate, it swings open and they drive in. The car pulls up to a wide garage and parks in a line with other cars. A woman steps from the house with Carson, who wears a stringy red top and apron with hearts.
Hey guys!
Hi!
Valentine's!
Don't you mean anti-Valentine's?
Oh, don't buy into Caleb's silly theme. Love is in the air. Can't you just smell it? Oh, no, the sugar cookies. Guys, this is Denise. Denise, these are my friends. Oh, hi, Maddie.
His gasping smile wave.
Hello, I'm Denise.
Hi, Allie Rush. This is my colleague, Maddie Sellers.
Hi, hello. Nice to meet you. Carson tells me you're a journalist.
Yes, something like that. What do you do?
Oh, I am the charitable events coordinator for this year's Red Hearts charity event.
Ah, Caleb and Carson were telling me about that. That's so great what you do.
Well, if you're ever interested in hearing more about it, we're always looking for a good journalist to plug these things.
Oh, well, yeah, I'd love to hear more.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be great. You see, most journalists only seem to be interested in who celebs are dating and what they're wearing.
Garbage.
Garbage. Shall we? So grab our bags and okay, meet you in there.
Inside the house.
Wow. This place is beautiful.
Oh, just wait until you see the guitar room. Did you know Caleb offered to donate one of his guitars to the cause?
Really? Wow, that's so nice.
And what about me is so nice again?
I was just telling them about how generous it was of you to offer up one of your guitars to the Red Hearts raffle.
Yeah, I got too many anyways. Oh, and welcome to my home.
Thanks.
Allie licked her lips.
Oh, Caleb, this is my friend, Maddie.
Yes, Mr. MIA from the sushi joint.
It's a firm handshake.
Oh, this is Todd, the man who kills me every morning in the gym at 6.
How's it going?
That's an even firmer handshake.
So, Allie here says she might be interested in writing an article about the Red Hearts charity event.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the least I can do, you know, for a good cause. I'm fresh out of flutes to donate for the raffle, so... Yeah. Who wants a Cupid cookie?
I'd love one of those cookies.
Oh.
Oh, man, I just think chicks dig veins, right?
So, I showed up early to help Caleb,
uh-huh.
And you know what he did? He went to go work out with Tom. Denise has been helping me this whole time.
Someone I just asked for his help.
Well, I'm not gonna tell him what to do. He should just offer, right?
Oh, if no one has ever expected him to put forth the effort, how will he learn?
Oh, right. Good point.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here to help me now.
Oh, don't worry. Cupid's got you now.
I think he's read your color, Todd?
In the garden.
Okay. Hey, guys. Okay, so this is the stuff for tomorrow. Allie and Maddie, you guys are going to set up the pinata and the photo booth over there and over there. And the other stuff is what Denise brought for the swag bag. So, Todd, you can help her out with that. And, Caleb, you and I are going to be in the kitchen making hors d'oeuvres and Cupid cookies.
What? No, no, I'm a terrible cook, right? I'm doing all things anti-Valentine's Day. Like...
Caleb presents a banner.
This.
It says love stinks.
I'm actually a pretty great cook if you...
Maddie.
Oh. Okay, so Caleb, you help Allie, and Maddie, you're with me.
Great. And then this is for you. Perfect.
Maddie hands Allie a poster that Caleb reads.
Stupid Cupid, huh?
Guess so.
They beam at each other.
Let's go.
Ah.
Really?
Yes.
Carson and Maddie bake together. They exchange a look, outside admiring a creation.
I think I did a pretty good job.
Allie jabs Caleb.
We did a pretty good job. All right, what's next?
He nudges her then.
Ooh.
Grabs a broken heart.
Pinata.
Oh.
Got it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They pass by the pool carrying boxes with pinata parts and put them on a table. Caleb holds the broken heart pinata. Allie peeks at him.
So, I guess the idea is...
To break the heart.
Oh, fitting. Heartbreak.
Ah, yeah. The title of my new album. How original. Oh, of course, as decided by one Mr. Freddy Craig.
Allie's lips part. They touch as they reach into the same box.
Ah.
Their hands meet.
You trying to get close?
She gawks at and slowly reaches toward him.
You're it.
She taps his chest and he deflates. Both grin as they begin stuffing the pinata.
Come on.
Why don't you go ahead and do that? I don't want to get too close to the Caleb Green without his bodyguard here, so.
Oh, come on. I hate it when they assign me a bodyguard. I mean, seriously, they always breathe heavy and block my good lighting. It's just, ugh.
She knits her brows.
Kidding, all right? I love Kenny. He does breathe real heavy, though.
Oh.
Give me a hand.
He's nearby with a pinata.
All right, let's hang it right here. Do you hold this?
Sure.
He hangs it on a tree, arms stretched above her.
Cool.
Side by side, they stare at the pinata.
It's good.
Gazes at her.
So, are you excited to go on tour after the album drops? Are you going any place you haven't been?
It's not nearly as fun as it sounds. We're just never really anywhere for long enough to enjoy it, you know?
Oh. So, why don't you take time when you're not touring to travel?
He shrugs.
Honestly, in the little free time I have, I just like being home. Champagne problems, I know.
No, I get it.
He steps and she follows.
Anyway, this house is amazing. If I lived here, I'd want to be here all the time. So. Denise said there's a guitar room?
Oh, yeah. Come on, I'll show you.
Inside the house, a wall of displayed guitars.
You play all these?
I mean, what good's a guitar if you don't?
A pool table in the middle of the room.
You know, I remember on your first albums you used to play guitar a lot more. Why don't you now?
Someone's a fan.
After your first hit, you were the talk of our town. A bunch of the girls used to play You're the One on repeat, so I heard it 50 times a day. I didn't have much choice.
Well, nonetheless, you just made me feel special, so thank you.
He grabs the guitar lying on the pool table. Gazes at her with soft eyes and begins to play.
Every word I didn't say, I wish you heard me. I thought you knew me. Should I remind you every day just how pretty you look to me? I could have took the time, should have asked you to be mine. Now the moment's far behind. But if I just pretend, do it all over again, I would take you by your hand and I would say I was stupid, I was young, I didn't realize what I was giving up. Where was Cupid all along? I wish that I could tell you how I feel.
He grins, her timid smile.
And now you just made me feel special. Thank you.
He nods and beams. She replies with a smile. Evening, they all sit by a round table inside the house. They're having dinner with wine.
Thank you for this. It was really holiday inspired.
Oh, what can I say? Love inspires me.
Oh, wait, Love Inspires. That's your album.
Oh, are you a fan, Mr. Sellers?
Allie, actually, she told me that.
Yeah, and I think Caleb actually told me, right?
No.
Allie's sly smile.
I thought you did. Didn't you?
It wasn't me. I didn't even know the name of your album, actually. To be honest, I don't know the name of our own EP, but hey, it's cute. Cheers to you, Carson.
Thanks,
Caleb. Cheers to a love-inspired meal and a love-inspired album, huh?
Okay, so who wants to watch Heavenly Valentine in the screening room? I made a red velvet pie too.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, I am beat, but I am gonna take advantage of the garden tub and get some work done before I go to bed. Save me a slice though, would you?
Okay.
And I am going for a 5-mile hike up the hill in the morning, so I need my sleep too. Thanks again for dinner.
Bye.
Yeah.
See you in the morning.
Bye. Good night.
You know that I actually love a good chick.
Maddie, we actually have to get up early now to talk to Denise about all the charity stuff, so we should probably hit the sack.
Yeah, sorry.
Come on, guys. No one wants to watch with me. Maybe Caleb would.
Actually, I can't stand sappy chick flicks, to be honest. Yo, unless maybe you want to watch something like, ooh, My Deadly Valentine.
Allie actually loves that movie. No, you have that Blu-ray in your room.
Oh.
Allie frowns.
Yeah, my nephew mailed it to me from Seattle. He's a weird kid.
I don't really care what I watch. I just want fun and pie.
You know what I think? I think you two should stay up and watch the movie because you worked so hard over dinner, which is delicious.
Maddie claps his hands and points at Caleb. Later. Allie and Caleb by the pool.
Pretty good, huh? Mm.
They eat pie.
Yeah, Carson is a gal of many talents.
Okay, seriously. What is up with you trying to set me up with Carson?
I just think you two would make a really cute couple.
But if we dated, what would we watch?
I don't really like watching sappy movies either. It's not that I don't like them. I just...
Her faraway look.
They make me cry. Feel emotional.
Ew. I mean, who would want all that?
Wow.
All right, a confession, that's why I can't hardly watch them either. Notebook did me in, both sleeves soaked.
Well, then I have a confession.
Her head sags with a bob.
I really like my Deadly Valentine.
I knew it.
I know.
Well, maybe you should invite me over to watch it sometime.
Round-eyed Allie stares at him, looks away, lips parted. He points with his head.
Piñata?
They get up. Inside the house, Carson and Maddie sit on the couch eating pie, watching a movie.
You really like pie, huh?
Well, my mother says it'll catch up to me in my 40s. But by then, I'll be married with children, so we'll be a prop rocking that dad bod, right?
Yeah. I think I'd make a terrible mother.
What? No way. Why would you say that?
My mom didn't teach me anything. She just would drop me off at music class or dance class and then go off for a spa day, so.
He stares off pensive, then she puts down her plate and coyly squeezes her shoulders. He drops his plate, grabs a nearby blanket and covers her.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I get cold easy.
He rocks in place, fidgeting his hands. She keeps shooting him fond looks. They look into each other's eyes. She beams. He leans toward her. They kiss. He sits back up, rubbing his lips together. A bubbly Carson does the same. He puts his arm around her. Both sigh, smiles. Outside, Allie and Caleb.
And watch your step. You don't exactly have a good track record with pools. I'd hate to have to jump in and save you.
I can stay afloat just fine.
Is that so?
Why do you say that?
I mean, come on. Fair skin. You know, I bet that was the first time you've actually been sunny side up in ages.
I go jogging every morning. I just wear a very strong sunblock to keep me from getting burned.
You do have a way of keeping from getting burned, don't you?
You're one to talk, Mr. Mistrust.
All right. Well, then you know what? Let's make this a trust game, hmm?
Next to Piñata.
One arrow hit for each question.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I will open my heart to you if you open your heart to me.
Fine.
Takes an arrow-shaped stick from him.
What do you want to know?
First time you fell in love. Besides me, of course.
She knits her brows, takes a swing.
All right.
They grin.
Sophomore year of college.
She nods.
Brian Banks.
She stares into the distance.
I think he's a newscaster in Philly now. Wife and two kids.
Hands him the arrow.
First time you fell in love.
He bites his lips as they circle the piñata. He soft thumps it.
I mean, besides my horrible hide-and-seek partner.
I am a world champion.
Mrs. Fenton. She was my first music coach. I was 11, and she was an L.A. goddess. It broke my heart to pieces when I asked her to leave her husband, and she just laughed. Said I'd be a heartbreaker one day.
Hmm. Well, at least she got that right.
Allie smirks.
Last time you got your heart broken.
Handed her the arrow, she stares at the ground, takes a swing. The piñata sways.
His name was Shep. He wasn't even my boyfriend. Actually, we were just perpetually dating. And
her long face.
He only saw me when he felt like it. So after 6 months, I told him I was done.
Wait, so he didn't dump you?
No. But he did break my heart.
Passes him the arrow.
Wow, that's kind of depressing.
Well, I already know the last time you got your heart broken, so.
What do you mean?
His blank look.
Boston concert, booing fans.
His face drops.
The one thing I don't know is, did you cheat or didn't you? I mean, the tabloid said you did, so did you?
Raises her brows, pursing lips aside. He makes a swing, pressing his lips together.
Oh, wow.
Just
pick
no.
them up, okay? We'll put it back in.
Oh, no, they're getting all
all right.
The piñata cracked and some confetti spills.
No. I didn't cheat.
His mouth corners dimple.
You know, she,
sit on the ground.
She came from this really rich family, but she still had a kind spirit, you know?
His dreamy gaze.
She kept 20s in this pocket of her purse just to hand out to homeless people on the streets.
But why didn't she believe you when you said you didn't cheat on her?
Allie narrows her eyes.
if she loved you, she should trust what you say.
Yeah, well, she knew I had cheated before when I was young and dumb. When she thought I did it to her, she was just so hurt.
He stares off.
She'd already cheated on me before I had lost.
Her eyes go round. He looks down with a wry smile.
When I proposed to her, she was already with her publicist.
Nods, raises his brows.
They're engaged now.
You so have me beat.
Her misty thin smile.
Yeah, but you know what? I always kind of felt like it was karma. Just bite me back for all my years of bad behavior before.
He shoots a sad sidelong chin shrug.
All right. One more?
She looks up at the piñata.
All right.
They stare into each other's eyes.
If I trust you...
Red and pink confetti around them on the ground.
Will you trust me?
Decorative lighting on the trees behind them. He moves closer, cradles her face, leans in with parted lips, and they kiss. She puts her hand on his cheek, confetti starts to drop on them, she caresses his face. Confetti dusts their hair and clothes. They stop kissing. They grin, look up.
Come on. It's gonna be so pissed.
Carson and Maddie appear.
My piñata, what did you do?
Wow.
Allie and Caleb run off. Morning.
And that's the beauty about what this foundation strives to achieve. They seek to abolish divisiveness for all humanity. No intolerance is acceptable. No injustice can be overlooked. The spirit is that we should learn to hold everyone in our hearts, because inside we all have the same heart, no matter who you are.
One heart.
Exactly.
Oh, I like that.
Well, thank you. And thank you for allowing me to share it with you.
No, it's my pleasure. This is the kind of stuff I've always wanted to write about, so I should thank you.
Allie and Denise sit on a balcony. Denise sips from her cup. Allie gazes off into the ground. In the living room, Carson and Maddie eat at the table. Caleb plays the grand piano.
Something smells good.
I made breakfast.
Allie goes down the stairs, approaches Caleb.
Hey, morning.
Have you eaten yet?
No, I was waiting for you.
Do you think we could go somewhere and talk alone? Just in private?
Yeah, sure.
Vivian enters. Allie gapes, then droops crestfallen.
Oh, breakfast. How lovely.
Vivian, you're early. Come sit with us.
Thank you. I'm so hungry I could eat just about anything.
Allie backs up.
Oh, didn't you...
Oh, no. Don't do that. Don't be rude. I just got here. Sit. Have breakfast with me.
Let me get that.
Thanks.
They all sit at the table. Todd enters.
Breakfast, sweet. Starving.
Todd, all sweaty and fresh.
Denise, come down while it's still hot.
So, what did I miss last night?
Well, Maddie and I cooked in the kitchen last night, and Caleb and Allie did stuff out back.
Oh? What kind of stuff?
They set up the photo booth and the piñata, the ladder of which they busted while they were playing outside.
That's too bad. I would have really enjoyed taking a crack out of that.
Oh, you'll get your chance. We taped up that broken heart, and it's ready to go for round two.
Perfect. I can't wait.
Vivian flashes them a wide, sugary smile. Later, Maddie joins Allie in a bedroom. She hangs her head.
You all right?
It's really bad. I was just about to tell him, and then she showed up.
Tell him what?
Tell him everything. The lies, Vivian, the deceit, how I really feel.
Her eyes go round.
I can't keep playing Cupid to him and Carson. It's killing me.
She sits on the bed next to him.
Allie, do you remember when I first moved in?
Tilts a squint.
I had just been dumped and kicked out.
By the verbally abusive Kate and her more verbally abusive Yorkie.
But do you remember when we were going through those moving boxes and we found my yearbook? And we went through it over pizza? And we were looking at pictures of me.
Her misty smile.
Overweight. Braces. Acne.
Presses his lips tight.
And that's pretty much exactly how I felt in that moment. That same ugly kid from school that nobody wanted.
Maddie.
No. But you... You shrugged, and you said, I just see Maddie in those pics. Confident, awkwardly cool Mr. Maddie Sellers.
her glossy eyes.
It's in his eyes. It's that smile.
She nods.
And in time, you'll see him again, too.
They exchange smiles.
Caleb doesn't like Carson. He likes you. Confident, awkwardly cool, Miss Allie Rush. And all that fame and stuff, look, none of that matters.
He asked me last night if he could trust me. They're gonna hate us.
He licks his lips, looks down, nods, and stands.
So maybe we shouldn't tell them.
We have to.
Straight-faced Allie nods.
Right thing to do, huh?
She nods, her brows rise, they look away. Evening.
Break your heart. Break your heart.
Okay, sit. Gonna do you up.
Guests start to arrive at the house.
Okay.
In the bedroom, Carson styles Allie's hair. They look into the mirror.
You know, you're different than you used to be in high school. You just remind me of how you were when we first met in middle school.
Carson behind her.
We used to ride our bikes to the salon and beg the counter lady to give us makeovers.
Yes.
They grin.
Back before I became all self-obsessed.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying that. And I was far from perfect.
But you were a good friend.
Allie smiles.
I think when I got to college, I realized I wasn't prom queen anymore. I was just a girl. And then when I began auditioning after graduation, I was just a former prom queen in a room full of them.
Allie frowns.
I mean, being born pretty, it builds confidence, sure. But hitting rock bottom and then having to build yourself back up again?
Carson's long look.
Builds character.
Allie cracks a smile.
I'm sorry for how I treated you.
Don't.
Allie's long face.
I've just enjoyed having you back in my life.
Yeah, because I got you this really great dress. So.
Yes, obviously.
Aw.
Carson hugs her back. Maddie at the photo booth.
Let's see it. There we go, ready? All right. Love it. All right, let's mix it up.
Oh, again. Okay, I want to see that.
Right here, come on.
Let's see it.
Adorable. Check that out. Oh. Like that?
That's
pretty good. Caleb. Vivian, hey.
You look gorgeous.
Insanely. Is that an Italian import? I bet it feels like butter. It's Parisian. Not to be touched. Okay, girls, I'd like a moment with Caleb. So, go eat some candy hearts or something. I'd hate for a strong breeze to carry you away.
Could that really happen?
I always wanted to fly. So spread your wings, dear.
Let's go.
Two women walk off.
Are we having a good time?
Yeah, it seems like it's all turned out pretty well. Just been waiting for...
Allie and Carson appear. Carson in a white mini dress. Allie in a red dress. Caleb gapes at her.
You're still on my mind.
He steps toward them.
Wow. You just became the only person here who matters.
Thank you. Carson did it.
Oh, come on. You're not seriously still doing that stupid Cupid thing, are you?
No.
Good.
But, do you need to talk as soon as you can? It's important.
What, are you going to, ask me to be your Valentine?
Narrows his eyes and smirks.
Oh, there's Maddie. Do I have anything in my teeth?
You're perfect.
You both are.
Aw. Well, let's not waste all this. Let's go get our picture taken. Come on, Maddie, hey!
Allie and Caleb pose for Maddie holding the posters.
Love it, guys.
The group took a series of photos.
Hey, just give me a minute and then we can go have a chat, okay?
Allie nods, they kiss, Caleb walks away. Vivian approaches Allie.
What do you think you're doing? That was not part of the plan. Just let it go. You can't force people into loving each other. If it's real, it'll happen on its own.
Vivian's hard look.
And what do you think is happening? Your stupid childhood crush is gonna become the real thing? Vivian, it is real. Carson and Maddie, too.
Allie's flinty stare.
Maddie and I may have gone into this with wrong intentions, but that doesn't make it any less real. And what do you think is going to happen when I tell Caleb of your false intentions? You're not going to tell him. I am.
Allie walks past her. Vivian watches her go and steps away. Carson and Maddie nearby.
Those look stupid.
What's going on with them? It looks like they're fighting.
She frowns.
Carson, I need to tell you guys that you're really not going to like.
Slack-jawed Carson.
Oh no, are you and Allie in love?
He parts his lips.
No.
Yo, attention. Attention, everybody. Welcome and happy anti-Valentine's weekend.
Caleb on stage, people gathered.
With all the negativity after today, you know, sometimes we have to remind ourselves that love still exists. So don't get me wrong, this is very much an anti-Valentine's party. But I say, why not? Let's celebrate love. This is a new one I've been working on. Been feeling pretty inspired recently.
Allie smiles, standing in front. Caleb grabs the mic.
Hidden lie, deep inside, can't get her off my mind. Baby girl, what a world. There ain't no black or white. There ain't no time or better place. The secret I'll reveal. So come with me to paradise. I'll show you how dreams feel.
People sway and rock their heads, beaming. Vivian glances sidelong at Allie, Caleb grins.
Thanks, guys.
Cheering Todd, Denise, Freddie, Vivian, Maddie, and Carson, Caleb walks off the stage.
Good job, bud.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Comes to Allie from behind.
Hey.
Feeling inspired.
Well,
he shows a pink bracelet.
God, are you kidding me?
Nope. I found it last night. Just going through small junk. Now, more important.
His eyelids go half-mast.
Will you be my Valentine?
Allie beams and nods. They kiss. Glaring, Vivian observes them. Her lips part and she looks down. Steely as she walks away.
It's kind of busted up.
Vivian on stage.
Wasn't that incredible? My best client for the past 6 years, Caleb Green, everyone. Oh, it is so great to see so many recognizable faces here tonight. The talented Freddie Craig is here. Yes, my hottest up-and-comer, Carson Pete, is here, everyone. And then, oh yes, Allie Rush, which some of you know as Natalie Rushing. The news reporter for The Spread. Now, I know we don't normally mix with people who exploit our lives for their personal gain, but I thought maybe tonight we'd make an exception.
Caleb peeks at Allie.
What's,
his puzzled look.
What's going on? I thought you worked for the Valley Voice.
Caleb, I'm so sorry. It started out as one thing, and I tried to talk to you earlier, but I...
So why don't you tell him now? How you thought Caleb Green and Carson Pete were having a secret affair behind Veronica Savini's back, and how you plan to get your big break by making it a tabloid headline.
Please, tell me she's lying.
His fixed gaze.
Caleb, can we just go somewhere and talk, please?
I gotta tell you, that girl has got drive. I mean, she is going places. Now, in fact.
Carson leaves huffed.
You Goodbye, Miss Rush. Collect your things and leave before I have you removed.
Wild-eyed Vivian.
Caleb, please, can we just go somewhere?
He walks off. His eyes welled up. Maddie grabs weeping Allie by an arm. They exit, people leaving the party, Freddy.
Anti-Valentines. How apropos.
Inside the house, Allie takes her bags and leaves her bedroom.
Denise, I am so sorry. I seriously didn't mean for any of this to happen.
I get a good sense about people, and I still don't imagine I'm wrong. But I am the last person you need to be concerned about right now. Carson's already loading up out front, but I think he's down in his guitar room, in case you wanted to say goodbye.
Allie's faraway look, she beams and nods.
Thank you.
Denise touches her shoulder and goes past her, Caleb in the guitar room. Allie enters, he sits on the pool table.
The truth is...
sits with his back to her.
I did remember you.
His thousand-yard stare.
The bracelets, that old sugar mill.
He slowly shakes pressed eyes.
I remember how disappointed I was when I heard that this guy I was crazy about growing up.
Her wet eyes.
Was hanging out with my ex-best friend who neglected me in high school. I just felt betrayed.
Turn to her.
But now I know it was me who betrayed both of you.
Yeah, you did.
His grave face.
But even after you realized, you kept going.
I panicked. I let Vivian convince me that we could create a story that would be good for all of us, and I never thought anything would happen between us. And so I just thought to make it up to you, I would set you guys up.
And get your story at the same time, convenient.
No!
Their eyes glisten.
At a certain point, it wasn't even about the story at all. But I kept going because I knew something here was right. I wasn't wrong.
He closes his eyes.
There was a story here all along.
Her eyes sparkle.
It was ours.
He looks off, then down.
I'm just so sorry that I screwed it up.
He stands up and comes closer to her. Her eyes go round. He reaches to his pocket and extends his hand.
Here. Maybe you can sell this too.
Gives her the pink bracelet as she stares at him open-mouthed. In brows pitched, he turns his back on her and leans against the pool table. Allie walks away. Outside, Carson packs the trunk. Keely and Kendra help.
Oh, thanks. Sorry, thank you. It's okay. It's okay.
Drive safe,
okay? Okay. Love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Maddie steps out of the house holding his bags.
Carson. Look, just please listen to me. Please.
What? What could you possibly say that'll make this all right?
Look, I know that I kept things from you. I don't know why. Maybe because of my fear of what Allie was going through or fear of my own insecurities. I just never thought somebody as perfect as you would give me a chance.
Yeah, and what a mistake that was.
Look, I let my fears control how I reacted, and I'm sorry. And I know that... I know that I don't deserve a second chance, but I know now that I deserve you.
Gazes at him.
I mean, nobody else will be as crazy about you as I am.
You broke my heart, Maddie.
Her face crumbles.
No boy has ever made me feel so small.
Allie and Denise approach.
It's because Maddie is giving to a fault. And he was being loyal to me, just like you were. What I did to Caleb was bad, but...
Allie smudged makeup.
It pales in comparison to what I did to the two of you.
Carson averts her eyes.
I took the only friends I have and betrayed and divided them. All I can say is that my heart is broken, and it will be for a very long time.
Allie's trembling lips.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
With a glance at Maddie, whose head is lowered, Allie swoops up her bags and briskly walks off. Carson, with line split brow, watches her pass. Maddie peeks up at Carson as she faces him with pursed lips.
What are you doing here? Go with her. You two deserve each other.
A teary Carson stands firm with arms folded. A broody Maddie nods and shuffles off with an aborted pause to say something. Denise rushes to Carson and hugs her. Daytime, at Caleb's. He stands on the balcony and stares off into the space, his absent look.
Suddenly, a chill is in.
Maddie at home, holds his camera, looks at the pictures of him and Carson kissing him on the cheek in the photo booth. Long-faced Carson sits alone with a drink in the Asian restaurant. Elsewhere, Vivian enters her office. Sits at her desk, looks at her desktop, an open email, to Vivian Cartwright, subject, Carson Pete client resignation due to breach of contract, opens another email, subject, Caleb Green release of management duties. Her eyes go wide, covers her mouth. Allie on the floor of her bedroom opens a box, pulls out a spiral ring notebook, beams, holds the pink bracelet, takes out a clipping from a newspaper. A black and white picture of Carson, headline, Harmony crowns prom queen Pete. Allie smiles and puts it away, pulls out a folded piece of paper, unfolds it, in black and white young Caleb holding a mic, words, Caleb Green performing live October 13th. Allie's kind smile. She takes out a jewel case, opens it, her faint smile, a pink and black bracelet, she beams, takes it out and examines it, holds one bracelet in each hand, they are identical, she hangs her head and starts to cry. Maddie walks in.
You alright?
He sits next to her. She single shoulder shrugs a nod and looks ahead.
You?
Throws his hand up with a misty sigh. His mouth sets in a hard line and he looks at her stuff.
Wow. That's incredible.
Holds the concert poster. Her face drops.
Ruined everything, Maddie.
She stares down.
What am I supposed to do?
She looks to him, his chin drops to chest, then raises to meet her gaze.
The right thing.
Stares at him, her mouth twitches. She beams, rubs her lips together. Evening, Allie sits at a desk in her bedroom, types on her laptop. New email message, headline, red hearts full of love, we all bleed red. She clicks send, lips parted. She looks at the screen, closes her laptop. Morning, she's out jogging, text on screen, Valentine's Day. Later, Allie's at home. Dressed in a long-sleeve white blouse with red lip kiss print, sits to her laptop. Checks her inbox, no new emails. Turns toward the sound, draws her brows together, gets up. Opens the front door, her eyes go round, it's Carson, her face is broody.
Can I come in?
Allie gawks at her, standing still, later inside the house in the kitchen, Allie pours coffee. Hands a mug to Carson.
I dropped Vivian. Caleb dropped her too, so I suppose I should actually thank you for that.
Carson, that's
not... Are you still planning on writing that article about me and Caleb?
What? No, no. I think I knew the first day at Caleb's that I could never really go through with that article.
Well, did you mean what you said the other day?
Allie frowns.
About being happy that I was back in your life?
Of course I meant it. Carson, you have a way of instilling a sort of hope in people. It's why people are so drawn to you. I was just so insecure, I lost sight of that. Our drifting apart, it's my fault too.
Allie nods, Carson's face softens.
You were my best friend.
You were my best friend too. And I don't want to lose you.
Carson grins.
Not again. Denise sent this to me today.
Hands Allie a newspaper, Allie's headline from the email.
They ran my article? They didn't even tell me.
It's kind of everything, actually.
I don't believe it.
Allie grins, her face falls.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is the kind of thing a real friend does. Friend.
Allie rolls her eyes.
everything.
They hug.
Will you still come to the benefit today? Everybody's gonna want to meet you after this.
Allie's faint smile.
Won't Caleb be there?
Carson's parted lips.
Just think about it, okay?
Okay.
They beam. Later, at Allie's boss's office, he read the article.
Not bad. But don't get why you're showing this to me. All this tells me is that you are off writing some humanitarian piece for another rag when you promised me a steamy story for Valentine's Day.
I'm sorry I couldn't get you your story.
I mean, you're sorry you didn't get your headline.
I did get something out of it, though.
He sits behind his desk. She stands in front of him.
Working here has made me realize that that article is the kind of journalism I want to pursue. So, thank you for the opportunity. My resignation letter is on my desk.
She heads for the door.
Hey, Rush.
Turns back.
You know, I wanted to be a real journalist when I was your age, too.
He beams.
Ended up here.
Spreads his arms.
But the world needs journalists with a voice who won't give up on their quest for the truth. That's how change is made. So, if you ever need a letter of recommendation, you just let me know.
She grins, nods, and leaves. Maddie at his desk.
How'd it go?
Great.
Packs her stuff.
Jason Knight from the Valley Voice called while you were in there. I want you to give him a call.
Hands her a note.
I have been waiting for this for 4 years. He can wait a few hours.
Do you have something else going on? You have no job. Now you got no friends.
Just get your stuff together and let's get out of here already.
Where exactly are we going?
The Red Hearts charity event. It starts in an hour and...
Reaches to her purse.
You're gonna need this to look good for your girl.
Oh. A red bow tie.
Allie, no, no, look, she does not want to see me again.
Maddie, we can't just give up. There's still a story here. I can feel it.
I quit! I quit.
They rush out. Later, Denise and Todd at the event.
No, I can't believe it. Hi, how are you?
Hey,
everyone.
You're not very good.
I feel good.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You
they hand out water. It's an open-air event. Guests receive bags with the Red Heart Society logo. Allie and Caleb walk under a red arch with hearts. Todd approaches.
Allie, Maddie, hey, happy Valentine's.
Yeah, you too.
They hug.
So, Denise is over at the events table. Caleb and Carson as well. Sick lot of fans.
Allie and Maddie look at the line of fans. Later, Denise on stage.
If everyone can make their way over here, Denise will be having a very special performance for you momentarily.
Sorry. Oh, you must be...
Kenny. They're my friends.
Allie and Maddie go through the queue. Carson lets her in. Allie goes past her.
Hey.
Maddie approaches. Carson walks away. He follows her and they stop.
I'm sorry.
For what?
For what I did to you.
And what did you do?
She fidgets.
I hurt you when I should have been protecting you. I failed. Bad.
And why should I forgive you?
Because I want to forgive myself if you don't. Because we make delicious meals together.
Her inbrows pitch.
Because Valentine's?
His forehead creases. He offers her a big red paper bag. She looks inside.
What's this?
It's a blanket for when you get cold watching Heavenly Valentine.
She gives him a fond look.
If you hurt me again, Kenny will kill you.
He peeks over shoulder to Kenny, the bodyguard, nodding. She leans firmly into him for a kiss with her hand on his neck. He draws her in tight with his hand on the small of her back. They hug. She rests her head on his shoulder. He tucks his chin on hers. Caleb at the catering table in a red jacket. Allie approaches him from behind.
Don't they have someone for that?
He halts, looks ahead with a sigh, then goes back to replenishing candies.
Well, Vivian was right about one thing.
He parts his lips.
Oh yeah, what was that?
Love sells.
Allie's wry smile.
Yeah.
Glances at her.
Sometimes it sells out.
His long face.
I deserve that.
He rolls head back and lips inward, then turns to her.
Why'd you come here?
Her lowered head up.
Want you to yell at me. Order me to leave. Anything, but once I'm gone, just...
She blinks a long misty sigh.
Please forgive me.
Why should I?
Because I just can't bear spending the rest of my life knowing there's a person out there who I love so much who hates me for this one really stupid thing I did.
Well...
He stares at the ground.
Maybe.
His eyes dart around.
Possibly. Perhaps I can forgive you, but...
Gazes at her.
It'll take time.
I can live with that.
She nods.
Thank you.
Open-mouthed, Allie turns around and walks off.
Hey.
She stops.
Carson, show me that article you wrote.
She beams, goes back to him.
The piece was... It was really great. And hey, now you can finally say you're a real reporter, so...
Thank you. I hope it's not just lightning in a bottle, though.
Are hoping to win Carson and me back?
If anything, it was to win myself back.
She frowns.
I didn't even know you guys were going to read it.
I know. I was just teasing.
He beams.
I also know that you didn't just write that for you. I'm pretty sure you wrote that because you saw that was for a good cause. And it was just the right thing to do.
She looks down.
That doesn't change what you did, Allie.
His puckered forehead.
I know that.
He sighs.
Having said all that...
He rubs his lips together.
I also know how when I told you...
Steps to her.
...that I didn't cheat on Veronica. You told me that if she really loved me...
She holds his gaze.
She would believe what I said was true. So...
He holds out his hand and grabs hers.
What might I be missing out on if I didn't do the same for you?
Allie's lopsided smile.
So, I'm gonna ask you one more time.
Her joyful smile.
Can I trust you?
They look into each other's eyes. She nods, cracks a smile. He comes closer, leans to her, gives her a lingering kiss. They separate, his sly smile.
Good. Trust me too.
She smiles with twinkling eyes.
Oh, and happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, right. Happy Valentine's.
What's this?
She pulls out a box.
Happy Valentine's Day.
He opens it. It's a pink and black bracelet.
You fixed it?
Another one.
No, you kept yours too?
Yeah. Admittedly, I couldn't wear it for a while after you left, but you're kind of hard to forget. No more hide and seek,
deal?
His hands on her waist and they kiss. Denise from the stage.
And now I'd like to welcome to the stage Caleb Green and Carson Pete.
Allie wipes off her lipstick from his lip.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good.
Let's go.
Hey guys, how's everyone doing? Happy Valentine's Day.
What's up, guys?
Caleb joins Carson on the stage.
Well, Red Arts. That's why we're all here, right? We all share the same heart. We all bleed red, and if we all look out for each other, then no one is ever really alone. So this is one we like to call, You're Never Alone. Hit it.
People gathered in front of the stage.
Ooh, yeah. From the darkness, you saved me.
Caleb and Carson summon Maddie and Allie to join them on stage. Carson and Maddie kiss. Caleb and Allie kiss. Cut to black.
Wake up, what do you think of?
Credits roll. Written and directed by Jake Helgren. Edited by Tom Newell. Music by Chad Raymond. Costume designed by Aninka Velli. Production designed by Starla Christian. Cinematography by Olivia Kwan. Executive producers Fernando Su, Stephanie Slack.
Well, I almost gave up.
Cast: James Maslow, Haley Webb, Brittany Underwood, Tommy Savish, Lindsay Hartley, Ione Butler, Courtney Gaines, Daniel Lynch, Anderson Davis, Kathy Barron, Jessica Lee Keller.